Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Sunday, October 12th. A graded stake, the Grade 2 Franklin, a turf sprint for Phillies and Mares 3 and up, is the second leg of the late pick four that we're taking a look at. Tom Leach here along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. Jim, we'll jump into this with race 6. It's a maiden event, and it's Phillies and Mares 3 and up going 6 furlongs on the main track. Who did you like in here?
Well, it's an interesting group here. One of them is American Pearl for Will Walden, who's been a great trainer, won his first Grade 1 here opening weekend. And American Pearl makes her debut at 3, so it's not like they didn't get her to races at all at 2, but the sire gets over 15% debut winners at a gun runner. And so American Pearl is my pick in here, but it's a very lukewarm pick. I'm going to use She's a Cherry for Phil D'Amato and Luis Saez, long series of work, and that sire gets over 13% first-time winners. I'm not going to use Contemplate. That might be a mistake. Owen Hardy is a very good trainer, and Jose Ortiz takes him out. But this horse has been off since September of 24. Got to believe she'll need a race to get back in shape. I'm going to use Cut to the Chase for Wesley Ward. 2-1 on the morning line coming out of an Ellis race at 5.5 furlongs on the turf. Wesley's young horses are always good, and this horse got to the lead and faded at the end. Maybe we'll like the dirt a little bit better. And then Taverna for Brendan Walsh, who, as we have talked before, is having a great meet. This horse really stepped forward last time out at Ellis, first time in 2025 after a not very productive two-year-old year, but as a three-year-old, she raced really well in her debut. And I expect her to move forward there with Ired Ortiz taking them out. So we'll go 4 deep in the pick 4.
I took the 6 Cut to the Chase, showed speed in the debut, and then has had a long series of steady works off that effort to be set up to run well in this spot, I think, at Wesley's home track. Wicked One debuts for the Asmussen Barn with Pratt in the saddle and had a solid local work last week. And I mentioned that the Asmussen Barn's runners have been firing a little better than usual at the Keeneland Fall Meet. American Pearl debuts for Will Walden. He hits at 17% with debut runners. And the 7 Taverna, the Walsh angle you mentioned. This horse ought to improve in the second start off a long layoff and did have a little trouble last time at the start. So I will go 4 deep on my pick 4. Race 7 is next up. That is the Grade 2 Franklin for Phillies and Mares. 3 and up, and they will sprint 5.5 furlongs on the Keeneland turf course, which should be nice and firm. And I think it's probably a two-horse race in this spot. I go with a slightly higher and younger horse, higher price and younger horse, Luna Luska, the 7. Her last two stack up well with the favorite from a buyer figure standpoint, and improving three-year-olds are dangerous at this time of year. Future is Now is 2 for 2 on this track. Very classy mare. She does lose her regular rider, Paco Lopez, to a suspension. So, we'll see if that makes a difference. Pipsy is intriguing for Will Walden. Beat the favorite back in June, so on her best day, she could win this, I guess. And she's won here on this track, did so back in the spring. And Time to Dazzle looks to have improved in her last 4 for the Cassie Barn. May still need a few more lengths of improvement to win in this spot. I talked to Jose Ortiz, who rode her in the 2 at Kentucky Downs, and he thought, he seemed, from what he said, seemed to maybe think that the 6.5 furlongs helped her a little bit, but he said she should be aided by the long stretch run here at Keeneland too. So I'm going to use 2 in my pick 4, the 7 and the 9. How'd you see the Franklin?
Exactly the way I saw it, except I think Future is Now almost singled this mare. I mean, how can you argue with a 10 for 18 lifetime? If she wins, she'll be a millionaire. And she's just been a extremely classy, consistent mare in this level. And she won this race last year at the end of a very good campaign. And this year, she's a nose and a half a length away from being undefeated. So she's 2 for 4 this year, or 3 for 4 this year. And she's a half a length away from being undefeated. And, she won here in the spring, the Giants Causeway. I think Futures Now is not a lock, but probably my strongest opinion of the day. I am going to use Luna Luska because she is an improving three-year-old, and she might just get an easy lead here. She's the speed of the speed, obviously. In our time, if she runs with her, it sets it up for Futures Now, and I'm not going further than that. I'm not going to use Pipsy, and it may come up to bite me because Will Walden sometimes does that to me.
Yeah, he is a rising star. We both agree on that. Race 8, 16K Claimers, 3 and up. 7 furlongs on the main track. I thought this was pretty wide open, so I wanted to look for a price, and I ended up on Background. Doesn't show much on the form, but this gelding may have found a much softer spot here on the drop in class, and that could let this horse wake up for the Asmussen barn. Lend It To Me comes off a win against Lesser, gets claimed by a top barn, but this one has had a tendency to come up short. Sutherland has a similar profile, but with the Ortiz brothers on this one and the other one, you have to give both of those horses plenty of respect. Xander, the 7, has posted 2 of his 3 wins this year. But I just didn't have any of the horses that were lower prices. I just didn't have a strong opinion on, so I wanted to look for a price, and I landed on Background. How about you?
Well, I wanted to look for a price, and I landed on Gluckstadt, the 2. Horse race at Prairie Meadows. We usually have a horse that comes out of Prairie Meadows that you completely overlook, and I think this is the kind of race that a horse like that could jump up and win. If you go back and look at what he's raced against at Prairie Meadows, he's been an allowance company, and he's been consistent. He won an allowance $30,000 at 6 furlongs back in July, and he's just been consistently 63, 66, and up to a 74 buyer. And I think that puts him right there with the best horses here. So I'm going to take him at 15-1. Going to also use the IRAD Jose combination with Lend It To Me for Jose and Tom Amos, and the 9 Sutherland for IRAD. And then I'm going to throw in Guanari for Teodoro and Christian Torres on the outside, dropping from 25,000. Last time he was in for 16 at Ellis Park, he aired for by 2 3/4, it went off at 7-5. So I think he'll get a lot of money as well. So a price, 2 reasonables, and probably the favorite on the outside is what I'm going to do in the pick 4.
Race 9 wraps up the pick 4. It is for maiden 2-year-olds sprinting on the turf at 5.5 furlongs. I took the 4 Cynical Humor off a solid debut effort at Kentucky Downs, and it's Wesley Ward and a turf sprint. So what more do you need to say? She's on a roll, has held her own against some solid company in 4 starts, and she'll be tough to get by in the stretch today, I would think. Bluegrass Town, the 1, caught a tough field in her 2nd start, and that was the first time on turf. So she could be better for that effort. And then the 7, Spirit of a Walk-On, improved 2nd time out and is bred to really love the turf. So I'm going to use those 4. How did you see race 9?
So I used 2 Wesleys. She's on a roll of the 3 with Johnny Velasquez up, and your horse, Cynical Humor, with Espinoza up. And I think both of those are live here for Wesley. And then I took the outside horses with the IRAD Ortiz and Jose Ortiz combination. In the last race, I don't know what it is, but sometimes those guys get on horses that look like they might be a little bit outclassed. These are 2 first-time starters, 1 for Joe Sharp and 1 for Rob Attriss. And especially Joe Sharp is pretty tough with first-time starters. He's only 10%, but I think he's gotten better in the last couple of years. And he's got a horse named No Joke Joe for Joe Sharp, so kind of an angle there. And then Chasing Freedom for Rob Attriss, the 12 horse on the outside. If the 14 Green Screen draws in, I would also use that colt for Graham Motion. Had a useful debut at Saratoga, took some money, been off since August, and Flavian Pratt draws them out. So if Green Screen gets in, I would use that one as well, but I'm going 4 deep here.
Pick 4 ticket. I ended up with a $64 ticket, 4x2x4x4. 2567 with 7-9 with 5789 with 1347, $64. How about you?
I have exactly the same structure. I went 2367 with 7-9 with 28912 with 34112, $64.
Best of luck on the Sunday card as we make the turn on the Keeneland Fall Meet. And we'll be back next for the Wednesday, October 15th podcast of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.